This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Who are we supposed to obey under the new covenant?
God.
Absolutely. We're supposed to obey God. They had, you know what they had just told Peter not to do? In Acts chapter 4, Peter had just raised a man up that had been crippled for years. The man couldn't walk. He was sitting at the gate, beautiful. And he come up and Peter says, the man says, money, money, I need some money. Peter said, I don't have no money, but I got some whole lot better money. I got the power of God in me. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk. And that man looked up at him and said, what? Peter just reached in and grabbed him by the hand. He said, I said, in the name of Jesus, get up. And he jerked that demon right out of him. And he got up, and that man went to, his legs were strong, and he went to running around praising God, running up down the steps of the temple, and everybody was praising God for what God had done through Peter. And then the church leaders, the pastors and the deacons and the elders, they brought Peter and John in and said, how did you do this? He said, if you think it was done by our righteousness or our holiness, let it be known it was done by faith in the name of Jesus. They said, you did this by faith in the name of Jesus? You healed this man? He said, yes. He said, don't you ever do this again. You stop speaking in this name. Doesn't that sound just like a group of preachers? That's not serving God? Now, if you've got a group of preachers that's serving God, they're rejoicing for what God's doing. But there's some of them out there that they're not happy about these things. If you don't believe that, all you got to do is go with me. When I went to Big Sandy and spoke 2 days, seeing God do awesome miracles, and they took me completely off of that complete circuit. Who do you think come against me? Preachers and PhDs. The people loved what I said. 3,000 people out there that day. And Jesus, in the 2 days, I didn't count them, but James Cronin did. And he said, in the 2 days, in the 2 hours and 35 minutes that I spoke, Jesus got 13 standing ovations. Isn't that awesome? And God healed, no telling, how many people. Miracles. And Bill Gothard told me, 8, 10 months, even a year later, they were still getting praise reports of people that got healed or set free while I was speaking down there. And it's amazing. But yet today, in fact, 1 week after that, you could not buy, if you bought that set of CDs that come from that teaching, mine were taken out. You couldn't buy them. They wouldn't let you have them. But we got them back there. No problem. We give them away to you anytime you want them. We got them. In fact, I had a man the other day. He said, I told that story in church. He said, you got them back there? I said, sure. He said, what are they? I told him. He went back. He said, I'm going to listen to those. He come back the next Sunday and he said, good grief, Thurman. No wonder they threw you out of church. I said, what do you mean? He said, them's two of the most anointed CDs I ever heard in my life. Yeah. Well, now you know why they didn't want me there.
God's power and how to get a lost person saved.
Yeah. God's power and how to get a lost person served at Big Sandy. Saved. Yeah, how to get a lost person saved. That's the one I taught the second day. In fact, that one, I know that one had to be anointed because at 4 o'clock in the morning, the second morning, God woke me up and told me, son, I want you to give this message today. And he told me exactly what to say. And so that's what we titled it, How to Get a Lost Person Saved. But I had been asked to speak on something else, but I couldn't speak on something else because the king, he overrides everybody else. When he tells you what to do, you just do what he says. And man. So anyway, those are the two teachings that's back there that we did down there. And the Lord says here, it says, so we must obey God rather than human authority. Now see, the Lord told us to take his name and cast out devils and heal the sick, didn't he? The Lord told us as children of God, in fact, I got one of the pastors I called today. He said, I've got to have you pray for this woman in my church. She's got a leukemia demon, and I've never come against such a big demon. He said, I've been to your church a couple of times. I've heard you teach. And he said, they didn't teach me in seminary I could cast out demons and lay hands on the sick. But he said, when I got over there and you taught it, he said, I saw it. And he said, I want you to know, Brother Thurman, I have had great results in my church by casting out demons and laying hands on the sick. I said, praise God. Oh, don't you love it? I love it when another pastor gets a hold of these things and called me back with a praise report like that. I love it. Don't you, Eldon? We love serving the King. Then he says, the God of our ancestors raised Jesus from the dead after you killed him by crucifying him. Verse 31, then God put him in the place of honor at his right hand as Prince and Savior. He did this to give the people of Israel an opportunity to turn from their sins and turn to God so their sins would be forgiven. We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, who is given by God to those who obey Him. The Holy Spirit is given to who? Those who obey Him. Well, what if you don't obey Him? You ain't going to get the power of the Holy Ghost. You know, He's not going to give you that power if you're not willing to be obedient to serve the living God. But if you are willing to put Him first, read His Word and study His Word, and then ask in faith, He will give you the Holy Spirit. Now then, once you ask for it, do you ever have to ask for it again? Sure you do. He goes away. I mean, in the book of Acts, they got filled with the Holy Ghost and spoke in tongues and prophesied and done all kinds of things. And it wasn't just a few days, they're up there in the upper room praying again. Lord, fill us with the Holy Ghost. And what happened after a few days of praying? It says the room was shaken. And the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they went out and did great and mighty works in the name of Jesus. Why do you think we don't have any power in the church? When's the last time you've been in an all-night prayer meeting? Most people never have been. When's the last time you've been in a prayer meeting praying for the Holy Ghost to fill you for 2 hours? When have you ever got at home and got on your face before God and spent all night on your knees praying to God and asking Him to use you mightily? You say, I've never done that. Well, that's why you don't have any power. I don't know how many times I've done that. I have no idea how many times I went to bed at 1 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the morning praying and lay there for an hour and get up and go in the bathroom, get on my face and stay there. In fact, I have been on my knees before God for hours and hours like that. Do you think He likes that? Absolutely, He likes that. So when you go in and spend that kind of time, you know, and you get prayed up like that, and then I love it when I get prayed up like that, and I worship and praise the King, and then when I go, like I did to Louisiana, down to Manny a couple of years ago, when that little woman, I don't even remember her name, had come up with the Norma. Yeah, Cheryl remembers her name. Norma came up, she was shaking, she had Parkinson, wasn't it? Or Parkinson and lupus. And I said, what's wrong with you? And, of course, I'd prayed up and I'd driven 5 hours to get there and I'd worshiped and praised the King all the way down. And then I taught the Word of God 2 hours. And this girl, Norma, come down the aisle and she said, I have Parkinson's and lupus. And I reached up and put my hand on her shoulder and I said, in the name of Jesus. And guess what happened? She was instantly healed of everything. The hand stopped shaking. She said, whoa, this is awesome. And, of course, I didn't know the lupus went away till later. She went back to a doctor and found out there was no lupus either. But I went from right there, seeing that miracle, to right here, where Eldon's sitting right here, and a man sitting there with two big steel braces on his leg. And I said, what's wrong with you? He said, 21 months ago, a tree fell across my legs and crushed them, and I hadn't walked a step in 21 months. And I said, Jesus said in John 14:13, anything under this new covenant we ask the King in the name of Jesus, He'll do. I said, do you believe that? He said, I do. I knelt down in front of him on my knees, laid my hands on his knees. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to make those knees like brand new. I mean, he just told me they was crushed. And the doctor said he ain't never going to walk again. But that don't affect me. That don't affect me at all. I know the King of Kings. And I knelt there and prayed that prayer of faith for him. I said, now do you believe that promise? He said, I do. I said, take that steel off and stand up and walk. And he took that steel off and threw it away. And I reached down, got him by the hand, picked him up. And he said, oh, it hurts. I said, I know the devil will make it hurt. Don't you believe him? I said, come on, take a step. I give him a jerk. He took a step. And after he took 3 steps, I said, you're on your own. He walked around the podium three times, broke down that aisle, run to back screaming, God is awesome. And today that man's completely, totally well. His name is Johnny Brumfield.
Hallelujah.
What does God do when we're obedient? Do what He says?
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Did you want to know why we like to worship and praise the King? I love to see Him do those kind of things, don't you, Cliff?
Yes, sir.
I don't get to see Him do near enough of them, but obviously I don't spend enough time with Him. You know, I need to spend more time with the King, and that's what my honeybunny keeps telling me. You need to spend more time with the King. I know that. I know that. But she keeps reminding me. Praise God for a good woman. Keeps reminding me what I need to do. She said, your anointing needs to increase. I'm praying for your anointing to increase. And she said, you need to spend more time with the King. So she knows when I spend time with the King, she knows what happens. Miracles happen. I love to see God answer prayer like that. Don't you?
Yeah.
Ooh, glory to God. I mean, that little woman was healed of lupus and Parkinson, everything, instantly that night. And then Johnny Brumfield, that deacon, I think he was a deacon, of a Baptist church, and they brought him over there, and God instantly healed two crushed knees. Woo! Is God still in the business of doing miracles?
Yeah.
Yes, He's still in the business of doing miracles, and I love to see Him do them. You know, it's just... And, of course, next time I went down there to preach, sure, went with me. We wasn't married the first time, but the second time I went, she was with me, and she got to meet Johnny and his wife and family and everything. Yeah, and Norma, she got to meet Norma and got to see all these stories I tell. You know, she got to see them. Johnny come walking in there just, I mean, how you doing, Johnny? Fantastic. Hadn't walked a step in 21 months? Oh, don't we love to see God answer prayer like that, Eldon? Oh, glory to God. Lord, it's 9 o'clock. We've just barely got into the book of Acts. We'll have to start in Romans next week. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank You for this time when we can study Your Word. These promises under the new covenant are literally out of this world. If we'll just obey You and worship You and praise You and thank You, Lord, You will do great and mighty things beyond our wildest dreams. But Lord, help us this week to walk totally in obedience to Your Word, to read Your Word and worship You and praise You and thank You. So, Lord, we can be obedient Christians so You can put that power of the Holy Spirit upon us as Your children today so You can do these great and awesome things so everybody will know that You live, Lord. Lord, if all of us would start doing these kind of things and we would walk where You want us to walk so You could live through us and do those kind of miracles through every one of us, it wouldn't be long. The whole world would know that You were alive. Lord, thank You, Father. Thank You for the Word. Thank You for blessing us tonight with the Word. And we praise You and thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Praise the King.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.